South Buffalo Development's planning the sports facility around 85 Lee Street, part of what was once a heavily contaminated chemical complex. On one side is PVS Chemicals, which makes 200,000 tons a year of sulfuric acid, supplied by 7,000 truckloads of chemicals. The company didn't want the sports complex and the people who would be in the neighborhood. The two sides couldn't reach an agreement on major changes in the layout of the facility. South Buffalo Development owner John Williams says it's a mixed city.
We're an industrial city, right? And that's really the, you know, the coolest thing about Buffalo is that you're not in Amherst, right? You're in this urban area that's active, and it has industry and commercial and restaurants and hotels, and it's fun. And I can tell you, people that come to Riverworks, you see them sitting on the street watching the trains and the boats. Yeah. Because you never see that.
Williams says the facility will be rented to high school and college sports teams with a mix of use similar to Canisius College's Dembski complex. PVS lawyer Corey Auerbach says the company is studying what it might do legally, although the plant will continue its 130-year-old manufacturing operations with 50 highly paid workers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.